Going heavy. June 11th, 2022. Heavy overhead. We've done this workout several times. It is 5 singles on the shoulder press. You do all the shoulder press first. Then 5 triples on the push press. Once you finish the push press, 5 sets of 5 on the push jerk. Last time we did this was February 11th, 2022. If you want to go back and check out your loadings, your rest times, all that good stuff. If you haven't, you should watch that video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Lenchpin Conversations number 113. We've got a video showing shoulder press, and push jerk. You certainly don't have to hold the same loading across, you know, anything. You can go up or down as you would know when you watch the How to Approach Heavy Days video. But for Super Fitness Robot, for this, we'll be holding 85% or higher of your 1 rep max shoulder press across every single movement. More likely is being 60% or higher of your 1 rep max. The wild card option throws in some bench press instead of the jerks. We've got bench press, 5 sets of 7. Shoulder press, 5 sets of 7 on the bench press. Shoulder press, 5 singles. And then push press, 5 triples. Video showing the bench press. If you haven't bench pressed in a while, make sure that you warm up. The bench press is one of those odd lifts that if people aren't ready for it, they can just do weird things with their pec. It's not worth you not training well for the next couple months to just be a bench hero. So if you want to get in some bench, by all means, go ahead. But, you know, bench intelligently. Drive to arrive, if you will. Scaled option for the day. We've got the shoulder press, 5 sets of 1. The push press, 5 sets of 3. But then we have the split jerk in there for 5 sets of 5 instead of the push jerk. Both are a relatively complicated lift overhead, but the split jerk is less so than the push jerk, and it's also less demanding of flexibility. And so if you're just learning, the split jerk can be a little bit more forgiving and a little bit more beginner friendly, if you will. And obviously with the scaled option, the best thing to do is just reduce the loading. Go down, 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 get the ego out of the way and keep reducing the loading until it's just where you need to be and it's appropriately challenging for you. And if you're not comfortable with the split jerk, you can remove it, or you can just use an empty barbell or a broom handle or a PVC pipe and just make it a technique day. There's tremendous benefit in that, and you won't be shortchanged. The limited equipment option has some spice to it. So here's how it goes. You grab your trusty dumbbells, a pair of 50 pounders for the men, a pair of 35s for women, or if you have more dumbbells available to you and a different weight works better, by all means, make that decision. But here's the workout as it's written. It's 5 rounds. Each round is for time and reps. Okay? So, you do 5 dumbbell shoulder press. You then, the dumbbells are just racked right there. You go into 6 dumbbell push press. Now you're tired and fatigued, right? And now with the dumbbells racked, you see how many dumbbell push jerks can you get. You rest 2 minutes between each round. And I will say that the number of reps that you get on the push jerk is far more important than the time. The only reason I say that it's for time is the idea is not to dilly-dally, that, you know, those push jerks are done under some fatigue. That's the case. I don't want you to do 5 shoulder press, 6 dumbbell push press, rest 3 minutes, then pick up the dumbbells and start push jerking. That would be a different workout. Wouldn't be wrong, just be a different workout. We've got videos showing the dumbbell shoulder press, the push press, and the push jerk. Super Fitness Robot would be getting 7 or more dumbbell push jerks per round. More likely is 3 reps or more per round. No equipment workout of the day. For time, 150 hand release push-ups. Accessory work, optional as always. We've got Lenchpin Complex number 6. This is for both load and reps. It's 30 seconds of hang power cleans, immediately into 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. You choose the loading. It does not need to be unbroken because 30 seconds can be a long time. You may have to just drop that barbell, but you just get the reps that you can in 30 seconds. Clock continues to run. get the overhead that you can in 30 seconds. Resting 2 minutes between each, maybe you'll do the complex two or three times. And then we've got V-ups, accumulating 50 to 100 repetitions. We've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball and the bar hang for the lats and chest, which I bet will feel really good after today's workout. And that ends the week. As always, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your fitness journey. We take that very seriously. We want everybody working out and feeling good, not just for weeks or months, but for years. We're going to do this together by helping one another, by supporting one another, by getting ego out of the way, and making the right decisions. And we'll have a great, long, happy, healthy fitness life. That's the goal. So enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday.